Assalamu alaikum. I think that Lord Fazlul Allah Musa, Lord Fazlul Allah Yunus bin Batta is similar like Lord Fazlul Qubayn Ahadim Rasulay. All people, all messengers, all messengers of God. But on the other hand, Quran says, Tilka Rasul Fazlul Allah Bazn Allah Baz. So this clarifies the question. All are equal. All are equal, and one is over the other. They are both right.
I follow what you mean, but I wonder if everybody has understood you correctly. you won't, of course.
My question is, sir, do they?
You know, he says what he wants to point out is a very wide way of making you understand. He draws your attention to two statements of the Holy Quran, which are apparently contradictory to each other, but are not contradictory to each other. One statement says, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ, that the admission of all the prophets and those who believed with them was that we do not differentiate between any of his prophets. Yet the Holy Quran goes on to declare, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضُّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. These are the prophets, messengers, of whom
status, elevation.
No.
Elevation of status.
Exalted is in status over others. So apparently the two statements are contradictory to each other. Yet they are not. The meaning of the one belongs to a different region, and the meaning of the other belongs to a different region. So they do not contradict each other. Only the angle of the meaning is different. When Allah says, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ, which is the admission of the people who believe, it means, this verse means, that whatever comes from God, as far as belief in that person is concerned, we will not differentiate. We will not differentiate between messengers of God as far as their truth is concerned. Whether they belong to Arabia or to other countries of the world, whether they came in the past or they came now or they appear in the future, whoever comes from God, as far as our belief is concerned, will make no differentiation of color or creed or geographic regions or time. That does not mean that they are equal in status. Yet, in the other place, when the Holy Quran says, تِلْكَ رُسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, it means that of all the prophets who were all true, some of them exalted over others, above others. So the statements are not contradictory. Similarly, he thinks the tradition of the Holy Prophet can be reconciled, where he says he is not superior to other prophets. He may mean in a way different to the way in which he declared that he was the most superior, and Khatamun Nabiyyin, the very best of things, he declared very categorically. So what Dr. Sam has in mind, that maybe the reconciliation lies in the same direction as we reconcile the two verses of the Holy Quran. Is that what you had in mind? Correct?
Yes, sir.
Now this is what he wanted to say. But there, the hadith which you have quoted, I don't think it is possible to reconcile the tradition, these two traditions, in the same manner as these two verses can be reconciled. There, the issue involved was the issue of preference of one over the other. So the declaration of Ahadullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in response to that particular question. So there, you can't say that here he might have meant it's completely different thing. You follow the point or not? The hadith to which Mr. Rashid pointed out, if the wording is correct, then it is very difficult to handle the wording of that hadith. The wording is, do not declare me to be superior or exalted above all other prophets. Do not declare me to be superior over any prophet in the world. This is the wording of the hadith. So this is why I rejected this wording, because it's very difficult to reconcile this with the declaration of the Holy Quran and other wording, other traditions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if, as I believe, the true wording is لا تخيروني or لا تفضلوني على موسى, then you can easily reconcile this statement with other statements of the Holy Prophet and the Holy Quran. Because there, Hazrat Musa's followers' feelings were hurt. So, in that particular situation, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited his followers to declare him to be superior. Where the followers of other prophets might take offense. Because that was a particular situation. So I think, I personally believe that this wording which he has quoted is not correct. Because the same incident is related differently and more logically in other versions of the same tradition.